452.
A lot of stuff going on in Washington this week. A huge development for the nation's military when Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announced he was lifting the Pentagon ban on women serving in combat. Now, this move opens up hundreds of thousands of positions on the front lines, and it could also lead to more women in more elite commando roles.
Joining us now live, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Hiya, Gordon.
Hi there, Hillary and Sean.
So what's the buzz on Panetta's decision here?
Well, the fact is women are already serving in combat, and they have been for some time. They're about 14% of the 1.4 million troops on active duty. Of over 6,000 Americans who have died in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan and that part of the world, 152 have been women. On May 15th, the military services will have to submit their plans for lifting the combat exclusion if they want to keep women out of certain billets. They'll have to make the case. Now they make the case as to put them in. But anyway, will we see them on patrol as full-fledged members of Army and Marine infantry units rather than, say, attached as medics or photographers or MTs or flying helicopters in support and so forth? Probably not at first. They're going to take a look at that. Will we see women Navy SEALs, the movie starring Demi Moore notwithstanding, women recon Marines, women Army Rangers? Not for a while. In any case, they're going to have to meet the same demanding physical standards as men. But politically, resistance to this is pretty weak across the board.
Now, earlier this week, we had Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, going up to Capitol Hill to testify on the attacks in Benghazi back last September 11th. Now that we've had a couple of days to digest her performance, how others were asking questions of her, how's this playing out right now?
Well, I think Mrs. Clinton demonstrated just how tough she is, especially in answers to questions by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. How much of this is political? How much is an effort to get the truth? Well, the answer is in Washington, everything is political. Senator Rand Paul says if he had been president, he would have fired her. Senator McCain says he wasn't satisfied with her explanations. He believes she left a lot of key questions unanswered. He wants to know why the talking points about the attack were changed before Susan Rice's appearance on the talk shows on September 16th. Why didn't Ambassador Stevens, who died in the attack with three other Americans, why didn't he receive the added security he had requested? Clinton says she never saw that request. Well, that's understandable, given the amount of correspondence that passes through the State Department on a daily basis. She says she takes full responsibility for what happened in Benghazi. She's determined as she leaves the State Department, she says, to leave the country safer, stronger, and more secure. Politically, give this round to Hillary Clinton.